principal of this college. I have had many burdens.
但是我跟我太太一起祷告，我们两个人的祷告就是天塌下来，我们都可以用手把它撑回去。
But I pray with my wife, even when the heaven falls down, and we can, this prayer can hold on to it.
我一直不会忘记他对我们说的这句话。
I will never forget what he said.
就是天塌下来，我们两夫妇可以用祷告把它撑回去。
Even when the heaven falls down, the two of us, we can use prayer to hold it.
我们要抓住这么宝贵的应许。
So we have to grasp such a blessing, a promise.
如果你们夫妇还没有在一起祷告的习惯，希望这一次夏令会回去以后，你们今天就开始一起祷告的生活。
If you don't have the habit of praying together, I hope that after the retreat, then husband and wife will try to go back and try to pray together.
而且我希望是先生这位头说我们一起祷告吧。
So I hope that the husband, being the head of the family, will try to start this first.
神第一的生活应用是夫妻同心事工。
When you apply the principle of God first, and husband and wife will have to serve with the same mind.
侍奉又出来了，你们发现
？Have you seen that the service comes out again?
我们起先说事业侍奉家庭，我们是说家庭第一，没有讲到侍奉。可是现在，当我们讲到神第一的时候，又把侍奉又提出来了。
When we talk about career, family, and church service, we said that the family comes first. And by then, when we talk about God being first in the family, then the service comes out again.
这个侍奉跟我们第一个第一优先里面的侍奉有没有不一样
？The service here, is there any difference from the first one that we talk about, the first priority?
这两个侍奉有什么不一样没有？
Is there any difference?
有人说一个是同性的，一个是同心的啊，一个是不同心的啊，一个。嗯哼，好，这是一个不同。那另外有一个很大的不同是什么呢？就是第一个侍奉是不顾家跑去侍奉，而这个侍奉呢是带着家一起侍奉。
So the big difference is the service that we talk about the first night about have to choose between family and worship and career, and the family should come first. That word service means like you don't pay any attention to your family and you just spend all your time in church. But this service means that you, the whole family together, you serve God.
所以神如果在你们夫妻当中是第一的话，很自然的我们愿意一起侍奉神，因为神是第一，活着的目的就是为着他。
If God is first in the family, then very naturally the whole family, both husband and wife, would like to serve God together.
第三，神第一的生活应用是设立家庭祭坛。
So the third application is to establish family altar.
什么是祭坛呢？
What does it mean by altar?
那天昨天李牧师讲到，祭坛是神人相会的地方，也是人人相合的地方。
Pastor Lee already mentioned that altar is a place men meet with God, and also is a place people meet with each other.
家庭祭坛就是在家里面有敬拜神的时候。
Family altar means like you, the family, you have time to worship God together.
家庭祭坛需要一个祭司。这个祭司就是这一家的头，丈夫。
So the family altar, you have to have a priest. The priest is the head of the family, the husband.
你看到旧约圣经，这位做丈夫的、做父亲的，要带全家人来亲近神。
So in the Old Testament, you can see that the father and the husband, they would lead the whole family to worship.
创世纪里面，我们看到亚伯拉罕就是这样一个父亲。
In Genesis, you can see that Abraham was such a person.
当神呼叫亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕说：“我在这里。”
When God called Abraham, he said that I am here.
当以撒他的儿子呼叫他父亲的时候，亚伯拉罕说：“我在这里。”
When Isaac called for his father, Abraham said, "I am here."
这是一个人先在神的面前活，他也能够在他的儿女面前活。
When a person, when he can live for God, then he can also live for his children.
我们也看到约伯是一个非常敬虔的人。
And we know that Job was also a very pious person.
在约伯记第一章里面，我们看到约伯 经常的为孩子献祭。
In Job, chapter 1, Job, he always offered sacrifices for his children.
我们看到圣经里面一直把做丈夫的一个祭司的工作，祭司的地位放得很清楚，很明显。
In the Bible, it seems like God like to put the husband in the position of being a priest.
在家庭祭坛里面，我们也看到做丈夫的要负起这个祭司的责任。
So the family also, the husband also has to take up his responsibility.
家庭祭坛的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of having family altar?
我们有好几方面的目的。我们第一要把教会家庭化，也是要家庭教会化。
The first purpose is that we want to make the church like a family.
And make the family.
And then make a family like a church.
同时我们也借着家庭祭坛的设立，让我们的孩子从小就看见信仰不是只有局限在礼拜堂的四面墙的里面。
So through family altar we can train our children to see that your faith is not only being limited in church.
信仰也不局限在礼拜天。
Also, your faith, your belief is not only just on Sunday.
信仰是在每天的生活上。
And what you believe has to be practiced in everyday life.
信仰也是在我们的家里面，在我们的学校，在我们的公司。
Faith can be seen in your home and your workplace.
所以透过家庭祭坛，让孩子从小有这样正确的观念。
So through the family altar, the children can have a correct concept of.
同时也借着家庭祭坛，我们带领孩子来认识神。
Through family altar, we can lead our children to God.
我们礼拜天把孩子送到儿童主日学。
On Sunday, we take our kids to Sunday school.
但是如果我们的家里面没有家庭祭坛，我们的孩子所得到的宗教教育是太可怜了。
If we don't have a family altar, then our children will be very, really, they do not get the best Christian education.
他们在学校里面受教育，一天的时间有多少？他们看电视有多少？算起来只有一个礼拜一个钟头在主日学得到一点宗教教育，太可怜了。
If you compare the time your children spend in school and also in watching TV, and they only spend 1 hour every week in Sunday school, so that's only so limited Christian education.
所以家应该是教育孩子宗教教育，教育给孩子信仰的地方。
So family should be the place that you really give your children Christian education.
除了日常生活在生活上的教导以外，也要透过家庭祭坛给他们很 solid 圣经的教导。
Not only through your daily lives and your own examples, that you also must have a family also to teach your children solid biblical teaching.
让他们从小都成为神的儿女。
So they can become God's children at a very young age.
我非常感动，每一次想到奥古斯丁所说的一句话。
I'm very touched every time when I think about this saying by Augustine.
奥古斯丁有一本很有名的著作叫做《忏悔录》（Confession）。
So he wrote a book that is very famous called Confession.
在他的《忏悔录》里面，他讲这样的一句话说：“母亲啊，母亲。”你做了我两次母亲。
In his book Confession, he said that, Mother, Mother, you have been my mother twice.
第一次你把我生在可爱的地上，第二次你把我生在光明的天上。
The first time you give me birth into this world, the second time you give me birth into the glorious heaven.
我们今天都是我们孩子的父母，我们把他们生在这个地上。
So being parents today that we gave birth to our children on this earth.
我们有没有把他们生在天上？
Did we give them birth in heaven?
昨天我们讲到快乐的后半辈人生。
Yesterday we talked about the happy remaining half of our life.
我们讲说在那个时候孩子都大了，你要学会 let go and let God.
So we talked about that at that time when children are grown, we have to learn to let go and let God.
但是在 let go 以前，如果他们没有得着 God, 你 let go 就够掉了。
But if you, before you let go, but if they have never received God, then when you let go, they will be really gone.
真的是一个很可怕的事情。
And it'd be really frightening to think about.
今年的母亲节， 我们在 Boston， 我们住在 Lexington， Lexington 隔壁就是很近很近的一个城 Lincoln。 在母亲节的晚上，有一个中国的孩子16岁，他是成绩非常非常非常的好，所以呢 MIT 收他，16岁高中毕业。他在那一天的晚上自杀。
Last year on Mother's Day,
this year.
Oh, this year on Mother's Day, there was a boy. He was only 16 years old. He was a student, and he was accepted by MIT, but he committed suicide on Mother's Day.
当这个消息传出来的时候，每一家都是震惊。
He lived in this town called Lincoln, which is very close to Boston. When this news reached all the household, everybody was so shocked.
因为是中国的家庭，父母都是很有学问的，孩子都是教育的很成功的。今天北美洲的中国的孩子都是 straight A student， 非常好，平常也是一个很乖的孩子。不明白为什么他要在母亲节的晚上自杀。
This Chinese boy, he came from a very highly educated family, and he had such good grades, and he had such good family, so nobody could understand why he did that.
当我们听到这样的事情的时候，我心里就越加的沉重，想到家庭祭坛何等的重要。
So when I heard this, my heart was really heavy burden, and I thought about how important is family altar.
我们有没有这个把握？我的孩子已经把他生在天上。
Do we have the assurance to say that our children are born in heaven?
我们有没有这个把握说他的心中有神呢？
Do we have the assurance to say that my children, they have God in their heart?
等到他们有一天要走的时候，我们是不是真的能够 let go and let God?
So one day when they finally leave home, that, so that we can say let go and let God.
家庭祭坛不要觉得好麻烦呢。
So you don't think that family altar is too troublesome.
也不要觉得说我没有这么属灵，我不会家庭祭坛。
And maybe you said, oh, I'm not that spiritual. I don't know how to conduct this family altar.
事实上很简单。
Actually, it's very simple.
你的家庭祭坛是要让孩子能够认识神，你要以孩子为主。
So if this family altar, the purpose is for the children to know God, so you have to let the children be the center.
当我们的孩子老二一岁的时候，我们开始家庭祭坛。
When our second son was one year old, and we started this family altar.
我们记得最先的时候，我们的家庭祭坛是爸爸妈妈跟孩子一起爬在地上唱《广广上海无边》，比手比脚。
First time we had this family altar that we try to crawl around with the kids and we sang some hymns.
然后他们是主日学学的这个儿童的诗歌，回到家里，爸爸妈妈跟他一起表演唱歌，我们也带着他们祷告，用小孩子的话来祷告。
So after they learn some songs from Sunday school, when they came home, then we try to sing with them, and then we also try to pray with them.
用小孩子的话，用那些 baby language.
And we pray with them, we use the baby language.
小孩子就非常喜欢这段时间。
And the children, they really like this time.
他们甚至到了时间就快点，我们要来做礼拜，家庭礼拜。
And so when it was time, then they said, oh, we'd like to start our family worship.
等到再大一点的时候，我们让他们发言。
So when they got older, then so we let them talk.
我们请他们讲道。
We let them preach the sermon.
他们只要把主日学所听到的讲给爸爸妈妈听。
So they just have to tell us what they learned in Sunday school.
然后我们把所讲的内容跟他们一起讨论。
And then we discuss with them about the content.
等到两个儿子都成为 teenager 的时候。
So when they both became teenagers.
我们四个人在一起变成小组查经。
So we have a small Bible study group.
把圣经读完以后，请他们发表他们的高见。
So after we read the Bible, we ask them for their opinion.
我们非常惊奇，就是他们常常所看到的比我们看到的还多。
So we were so amazed that they saw more than we did.
以后我们四个人就养成一坐下来，打开诗本，四个人一人唱一部。
And then we also learned to when we sit down and sing, that we would sing the four different parts.
所以很。结果我们这个李家诗班呢，有的时候在主日崇拜献诗。
sometimes this family choir, then we'll sing in the church.
孩子能够享受家庭崇拜的时间。
The children, they can really enjoy this time of family devotion.
爸爸妈妈跟我一起唱歌，而且我可以唱 tenor, 这个因为老二呢还在变声期，我们就叫他唱 soprano。
So we sing together. We make the second son sing soprano because his voice was still changing.
那妈妈因为是唯一的女生，就唱女低音。
So I had to sing alto.
他们很喜欢在一起的时间，透过家庭祭坛。
So through family devotion, they really love this time together.
不但是借着家庭祭坛，我们一同来见神的面。
So through this family altar that we can meet God together.
也借着家庭聚坛，我们彼此相爱。
We can also learn to love each other.
如果你家里还没有家庭聚坛，我希望这一次退休会以后开始家庭聚坛。
If you don't have the habit of family altar, I hope that after this retreat that you will try to start.
那么有人会问，到底什么时候该开始家庭聚坛？
Some people say that when should I start this?
是小孩多大的时候开始？
Maybe how old should the children be when we start?
在我们那个时代，因为好像没有听到这一方面的题目，所以我们一直到第二个孩子的一岁才开始。
In our generation, we have never heard about this concept of family altar, so we did not start until our second son was 1 year old.
但是我们在教会里面讲家庭祭坛的时候，我发现我们教会有妻子怀孕肚里面有一个胎儿的时候，他们有开始家庭祭坛。
So in our church, when we talk about family altar, some couples were even when the wife was pregnant, they started their family altar.
我说你们怎么样做家庭祭坛呢？
I asked them, how did you do it?
他说我们把这个腹中的胎儿当作一个孩子，我们跟他一起祷告，我们为他祷告，甚至跟他说话。
So they said that we just treat this baby, this inside is like a baby, so we just talk to the baby and pray for the baby.
所以这个孩子生出来就是一生就生在一个好像已经很熟了，跟他的父母已经很 close 的一个家庭里头。
So then when this baby was born, this baby was so familiar with the parents.
神第一在生活上的应用是很多，我今天只提到这三方面。
So there are many applications of this principle, God first, but I only mentioned three here.
但是如果我们把这三方面都做到，我相信你们夫妻、你们的家庭是相当相当的美满幸福。
So if we can practice all these three principles, I believe that you will have a very happy marriage.
但是在结束的时候，我必须讲这样的一句话。
But before I conclude, I have to say this.
幸福家庭、美满婚姻不是从天上掉下来的。
A happy family or marriage is not fall down from heaven.
不是平白得来的，不是余生就来的。
It's not born with.
幸福的家庭、美满的婚姻是经过人的努力，再加上依靠神的力量而得来的。
Happy marriage and family.Has to be really. You have to try hard with all your effort and also with God's strength.
有很多人说，林牧师，你们结婚25年，我们看你们很幸福，很美满。
Some people say that Pastor Lee and Mrs. Lee, you two have been married for 25 years. It seems like you have such a happy marriage.
但是我也必须承认，我们也经过许多的吵架，也经过许多的冲突，经过许多的难处。
I have to admit that we too.Also went through many arguments and trials and misunderstandings.
我们也曾经痛得头破血流。
And we also had fights that we could not resolve.
我们昨天在讲夫妻的沟通的时候，我有曾经跟我丈夫约谈的经验。
And when we talk about husband and wife, that I had experience, but I wanted to have an appointment to talk with him.
因为我们太久没有沟通了。
Because we have so long, we did not have time to communicate.
过去三天所讲的几乎每一句话都是从许多的失败、痛苦当中自己的经验所累积出来的。
So all the things that we have told you the last 3 days, many of them are coming from my experience of suffering.
当你经过努力，当你经历神的信实， 当你得着神的力量，你自己蒙福以后，你很乐意与人分享。
After you work hard and you taste God's faithfulness, and then you want to share this experience with other people.
家是神心意的所在。
Family is God's, where God's heart is.
今天我们的家愿不愿意献在神的手中？
So today, are we willing to offer our family to God?
我们的家会不会成为幸福被神重用的家庭？关键在我们自己。
The key to a happy family is on ourselves.
我们现在一同低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我希望每一个人为自己的家祷告。
I hope that every one of you will pray for your family.
神是第一，在我们夫妻当中是第一。我现在跟神的关系怎么样呢？
God is first, and God is first in a husband and wife relationship. So what kind of relationship that we have with God right now?
每一个人都向神祷告，也把刚才所讲的我们自己想想有哪些是我回去就要实行的，也求神帮助我们。
So every one of us, we should pray about this, and we should think about all these applications and principles that we just learned.
但愿你的话存留在我们心里，主啊，聚会的活动会过去，但愿圣灵的感动存留在我们心里。主啊，我们承认我们知道要行善，却没有能力照着我们心里面所愿去做。主啊，再一次恳求你帮助我们，让我们有心加上你在我们身上的工作。主啊，让我们能够成全你的心意在我们个人的身上，在我们下一代的身上，也在我们的家庭，更在我们的教会，甚至扩大到我们的四周，我们的国家和全世界。主啊，我们为着这几天短短在这里的相聚上献上感谢，但愿这短短的时间却能够影响我们的一生。主啊，但愿短短的时间能够使我们享受永恒。主啊，但愿在这个小小的空间这个地方，主啊，让我们想到你心意里面的世界。主啊，因此我们带着一个敬畏你的心，也带着一个严肃的态度，再一次把我们每一位交在主的手中。让我们这几天只见耶稣不见你，让我们这几天只听到你的声音，主啊，不是听到人的话语。愿主你自己在我们中间享受当得的荣耀。
阿门。
主啊，我们恭恭敬敬把今天下午我们要离开这里的脚中交在主你手中，不让我们这几天的聚会成为强心针的经验，不让我们这几天的聚会在这里成为补药的经验。主啊，让我们真实在你的面前得着的是你自己。主啊，因为你是昨日今日一直到永远不改变的主。垂听我们的祷告，耶稣基
督。阿门。
望远方之旅，心灵满足地心之旅客路，一旁生命走向远方的每日叫做风照亮我的路，一旁生命走向远方的你们是鸟，你们是鸟，心寒不可为天亮明，你们是鸟，你们是鸟，一旁送你出游远方去。
天不要变长久。
知他的真身，坚持都不能反击。是加上给你自己孩子，把死生占为一体。为拯救我们出世，为人只在指甲上做何成为你插在何处，要将插在天不由变在处。听我们这奇妙的故事，我们曾愿意不讲，又因为从荣耀中降临，就我们不懂代价。谁拯救我们出世外，甚至在世界上做何尝，为你插在何处，要想插在天不由变代求。 但是我亲爱的朋友，但当我却遇到我生命的火，我曾全凭他的血的万事，再到主恩所先求安我先求，说到今天的日子，痛苦把带走，苦把走，因为将天因为要有良知心，再到主恩座前求求，我的世界佛的心，烦恼要心痛，全魔归心，全魔伤感，来到主恩座前求，何处的是动心朋友，分担一切苦与忧，耶稣深知我们软弱，来到主恩座前求，人人都应该知道，人人都应该知道，人人都应该知道，人人都应该知道，人人都应该知道，耶稣是神，耶稣是我亲爱的朋友，但当我最爱的朋友，好等全民们的将万事，再到主恩座前求，恩座前求，多少平安的日子，多少痛苦百百受，多少痛苦百受，因为将这样为将这样自己，来到主恩座前求，恩座前求，但忙碌生命的当中，听见寂寞多安慰，与君同，全无法得到安慰，听着声音何等美妙，是温柔真实言辞，听着爱声向你呼召，带来好心事与你，为什么我是天天主之爱神，不变的正道。 那你要向他三句目，你心里记得满足，能因你生命活水深，立刻向和平安全。